no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. This is the Relic Radio Show, 60 minutes of radio drama brought to you every Tuesday by RelicRadio.com, where you can visit to find more from the series you're going to hear today. Thousands of other old-time radio episodes, our Shoutcast stream, and everything else we have going on. You can donate through the website as well if you'd like to help support this and all of the shows. Click on that donate link or visit donate.relicradio.com if you'd like to help support us. Thank you, as always, to those who have. Our first show this week comes from High Adventure. We'll hear On the Roof of the World from April 14th, 1973. After that, it's John Steele, Adventurer, and Trail's End, his story from May 23rd, 1950.
Tonight's story by Dorothy Bennett is entitled On the Roof of the World. Chinese patrolled their borders and the Russians theirs. And the wind patrolled them both, sweeping down from the snows of the Hindu Kush with a fine disregard for political terrain. I wore the felt boots, the flapped leather cap, the skins and the furs that are standard dress in this part of the world. And I wondered what idiot impulse had made me bribe my way into this camel train to follow the old Silk Road across the roof of the world, just so that I could go home and write about it, if I survived. But the name, by the way, is Ben Conyon. And in addition to myself, there was another stranger with the caravan. He called himself Paul Dupliac and claimed to be French, but my every instinct told me he was Russian. So what, I said. And as I said, the winds of the Hindu Kush know neither politics nor nationalities. In this part of Afghanistan, there can be energy for only one thing. Survival. Oh, I never saw such whiteness. Not even a rock breaking the snow crust. Isn't this land ever green, Ali?
In the summer, below the snow line.
I'll take your word for it.
You wish to experience a camel caravan in winter? It is beyond your imagining, no?
You're right. Oh, I thought I'd experienced COVID. Never like this.
Here one needs a skin like leather, and a belly like iron, and still one suffers. Even the camels, the yaks, and the mountain ponies.
Yet you spend the best part of your life here. Why?
It is our home, where we were born and bred.
But these snows...
Part of my people. Here we are down to elementals.
Yes. Under a sky so blue it blinds you, and a wind so cold it freezes you.
There's a sort of purity here. It is the snow. People speak of virgin snow, but to experience this is a sort of rebirth.
Yes. And for a historian, you wax poetical.
You are laughing at me?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound offensive. You know, crossing these frozen rivers, these silent passes, is bad enough, but at least we know each camp is only temporary.
That there is a return?
Exactly. But to live here...
You think it would be terrible?
Yes. You agree, Paul?
Lonely, but not terrible. The small communities through which we have passed have seemed to me to be happy.
Yes, but they miss so much.
Central heating and civilized diseases, pollution and politics.
Yes, you scored a point. Ali, don't you ever wish to know something else?
I have visited the West. You have made impressive strides.
Ah, you see.
Impressive strides into chaos.
Touché. Here, you're quite literally the men on a high roof. You can afford to be superior.
Not superior, my friend. Different. Allah's kindest gift to a man was to make him a member of a poor community.
On the premise that those who are loved are humble.
Rather say that those who are humble are not subject to the jealousy of others. Each nightfall, you make maps.
Tracing the age-old routes? As a historian, that's my job.
Better make most of your time, then. I don't know about you, but it took me nearly 2 years to get permission to join this caravan.
My small country is surrounded by the great power groups. We have need to be wary.
Despite the fact that you are poor?
There is always the danger that we might be used as a corridor.
Oh, no army would survive this weather. We were spending the night in a village where I would have thought no village could survive. A cluster of half a dozen dwellings clinging to a mountain face, torn at by the eternal wind and half buried in snow. But there were women here, and children, to say nothing of the goats and the yaks. A curious smell overhung the quarters to which Paul and I had been assigned, a smell of dung and yak's wool and rancid tea. We were on the most northerly side of the Wakhan Corridor, and moving ever closer to the borders of the Soviet Union, where in some remote settlement, Ali intended to trade, bartering the goods he had brought with him in the camel train for lapis lazuli, the finest of wool cloth and handsome rugs.
I will leave you to sleep now. Sleep well, my friends. Tomorrow the parcel takes us to nearly 14,000 feet, and there will be no rest for man or animal.
Well, how do you like the sound of that?
Oh, sound of what? Ali exaggerates. There was only one pass at that height.
You've been through this way before, hmm?
I thought I had made that clear when we left Kabul, no? But I studied maps.
On whose behalf?
My own. You seem surprised.
Well, I just think you're earning a living the hard way.
What about you? Would not your books be just as effective, set on some balmy Pacific isle?
I want something different, even if I have to get frostbite to do it.
It seems a long time since we started out with this caravan.
It does. Another life. And that was strange enough.
Ben, had you considered waiting here and picking up the caravan on its return journey?
Not go on, you mean?
The next few days are going to be terrible. Even for men who are used to this.
Had you thought of staying here?
No.
Then why suggest it?
The sort of cold you will experience tomorrow, the lack of oxygen, is a torture to which no man should subject himself unless he is desperate.
Well, it can't be worse than we've had.
It will be infinitely worse.
Are you desperate, Paul?
I need to complete my maps.
And I don't want to buckle in at the knees now. Thanks for the warning anyway. Good night.
Bonne nuit, my friend.
Is he asleep?
Yes. It took a long time. That's why I'm late.
Get inside the brazier. Warm yourself. It is no time for a man to be creeping from one shelter to another.
I am not cold, except with fear.
If the fates are willing for the venture to succeed, it will succeed.
The fates are not likely to take compassion on a man who has not made proper plans.
We have done our part. It is for them to do theirs now, at their end.
It is over a year since we were able to communicate. And then only through a third medium.
All the better. Where there is no constant intrigue, there is no suspicion.
The past worries me.
Others have survived it.
Until we are back at this point in our return journey, I shall not feel successful. However well it goes at the border.
The important thing to hurry without giving the appearance of speed.
You are sure your men are to be trusted?
How many times have you asked me that, Paul? No one will talk.
They don't know yet.
Not yet.
When will you tell them?
After we have climbed the pass, perhaps. Perhaps never.
You may need their help.
They take their leadership from me. If I twist the truth a little in the name of mercy, they twist it with me.
In the name of mercy or expediency?
You must not doubt me now, Paul.
How many of us journey onwards?
6. And the 4 baggage camels.
Are you counting the Englishman?
I understood that you did not wish him to come, that you were going to dissuade him.
He is determined to accompany us.
Then let him. It won't matter.
We know nothing of him.
He would not have been allowed to join my caravan had he not been vouched for.
But we know nothing of him as a man, an individual.
You are afraid of his politics?
I do not know them.
After all these weeks?
I only know what he says. He could be a first-class actor.
An actor who watches you.
That could be the case, could it not?
If he had wanted you, Paul, he would have hardly crossed the Hindu Kush to get you when he could have destroyed you in Kabul.
Ali, you mentioned that a poor country is less liable to pressure than a rich one. That applies to men, too.
You mean that a man with a poor brain is left undisturbed?
Is he not?
Like a cabbage, until he's cut off. But a man without a brain is as barren as a desert.
And as uncaring.
Men have strange fancies at altitude, and we are already high up. It will go well at the border.
The day after tomorrow.
Yes, the day after tomorrow.
And when your cameleer see a woman has joined the caravan, what then?
It is not always easy to tell the sex when a person is muffled in the furs and felts and the skins of winter.
They will have to know.
To start with, they will think I have bought myself a wife in the bazaar.
I long for the next 2 days, and I fear them.
There will be no time for worrying tomorrow, Paul. It will take all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your skill to cross the pass.
I knew nothing of this conversation between Paul and Ali. I was dead to the world, as I had been night after night on our grueling journey through Afghanistan. It was my practice to wake an hour or two before dawn and write up my notes by the light of a torch while Paul slept. But on this particular morning, I had no such time. We were awakened while it was still dark.
You are still determined to come, Ben?
Why should I drop out now?
Half the cameleers are staying behind here.
And for what reason?
The past is not every man's meat. One or two are married to the women of this village. And anyway, they trust Ali to trade for them.
And some of them don't think it too healthy to stray quite so close to the Russian border.
I wouldn't know about that.
You're Russian, aren't you?
With a name like Duclerc.
What's in a name? I only know what you seem fit to tell me.
Meaning?
I don't know you're French any more than you know I'm English.
On your passport, it states you are English.
So you sneaked a look at that, did you?
One has to be wary of one's traveling companion.
Yes, I'm English, all right. But it didn't occur to me to delve into your passport.
You wish to see it?
No, I'm sure it's in order. These things can be arranged.
Just what are you driving at?
You evoke a memory, Paul. A face, a name.
What name?
I can't for the life of me remember.
I am who I say I am.
All right, fair enough. I don't give a darn about your past or your future.
What do you know about my future?
Nothing. Haven't I just said...
You have accused me of masquerading as a Frenchman. Now you speak about my future as though you had some inner knowledge.
Look, I assure you I haven't. We've had an easy slog of it through these winter snows. It's of more importance to me that a man should have endurance than nationality.
I am Russian by birth and by upbringing until I was 13. Then my mother widowed. She married a Frenchman and was given permission to take me with her to France. She relinquished her Russian citizenship.
And you took your adoptive father's name?
Precisely.
I wondered why he should think it necessary to lie. We were interrupted by a woman bringing us tea. And the water tasted smoked and it was flavored with salt. Not my favorite way to start a journey. And when Paul and I stepped outside, it was to find Ali already mounted, along with 5 of his cameleers. The stars were still bright in the sky, the ground frozen and glittering. There was no wind. But I knew it was only in hiding somewhere. Gathering strength. The sky remained overcast, and this added to our misery. I thought Paul had forgotten our pre-dawn conversation and his suspicions of my sincerity, I still groped to find out why his face evoked a memory, and I drew a blank. After time, a man had no room for thought. The elements took possession of us all. Then we came to a bridge slung across a gorge, and I thought we'd come to journey's end. I rested with the others in the lee of an overhang while Paul and Arlie went forward to inspect it. The wind gathered strength somewhere in the upper reaches of that gorge and rushed down with the speed of an express train, swaying the bridge, clawing at it.
You should wait before crossing.
You yourself said we must hurry.
The wind is no respecter of time.
Is it impossible to cross now?
It's not impossible, but dangerous.
We must cross.
My men will not expect me to give the word until the wind drops a little.
Crossing now may be dangerous, but to delay near the border will be worse.
Perhaps.
The bridge itself is safe, is it not?
It is strong, yes.
So the only fear is that the wind may sweep your men from it.
Only a fool does not recognize danger.
Ali, cross! If we do not appear on time, the whole of this journey may have been for nothing.
Oh, very well.
Ali, wait.
Yes?
He is suspicious.
Van Conyen? He would have spoken before now.
Would he? Would he not think it better to take us both at the border? He has no legal rights here. But if he is what I think...
An agent? I think you are wrong.
I cannot take that chance.
What plans do you dream up now?
The bridge is dangerous. If you are to be swept off it...
If anyone... Anyone... is with an accident crossing the gorge, my men will see the caravan is cursed. And that will be an end to it. They will go back.
But if we could only take the right steps...
Or take one step at a time. No more. It is all a man can do on the high roof.
The settlement where Ali had chosen to trade was on the shores of a frozen river. Remnants of a wall encircled it, though it was hard to believe there was anything here worth attacking. There was a hostelry for the caravans that came so far east, and a sense of permanence, despite the remoteness of the place. It was dark when we wound our way through the streets, and braziers glowed red with fire. While across the river, white lights stabbed every now and again at the icy sky.
What are those lights?
The lights are in Russia. They man their borders night and day.
But even here?
As you say.
I shouldn't have thought there was much here to watch.
Some of the precious stones that are traded in this town are mined just across the border. The Russians don't like that.
I suppose there's a severe penalty for smuggling.
With the aid of nature, yes.
I think you'd better explain that.
If the Russians catch just such a smuggler, they release him in winter and beyond the town.
But a man would die of exposure.
Precisely, Van Conyen.
But surely the Russians have no jurisdiction here?
Not legally, no. But their spies are everywhere.
And don't the townspeople help men treated that way?
Many try, or should say, have tried. Now it is better not to know. Helping such men triggered off accidents.
Shooting accidents?
Yes, for which our neighbors would apologize after the men were dead.
Well, what about your government?
Here you are a long way from Kabul.
You suppose there are any Russians in the place tonight?
I hope not.
You said that fervently enough.
I am not always compatible with Russians.
And what about Paul?
Paul is different. Only part Russian. And we met many years ago when he visited Kabul.
Why on earth do you come so far to trade?
Because distances are in my blood. And the stones and furs and woolen cloth here are the finest in Afghanistan.
Well, the place seems busy enough.
Two caravans came in ahead of us, and both larger than mine.
I thought I saw some Chinese.
It is probable. Russia, China, Pakistan, the borders are all around us. It is an international town.
With the Soviet floodlighting the border, who's fooling who, Ali? Ali's face darkened. He bade me an abrupt good night, not at all his usual courteous self. I found myself in a corner of the hostelry, amid the snoring cameliers. And though I couldn't see them, for there were no windows in the place, I was conscious of those Russian searchlights eternally stabbing, probing. Once, it must have been towards dawn, I went outside, unable to stand the fetid atmosphere any longer, and stood for a few seconds in the deserted street. and I wondered why it seemed so impossibly dark. It wasn't until I was back in the caravanserai that I realized why. The Russian searchlights had ceased their vigil.
Wake up, Ben Conyon. We move now.
Now? It's not even light. And what about your trading?
My trading is finished.
And Paul?
Paul already awaits with the others.
Why the change of plans?
It was necessary.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we're not even rested.
Your camel is laden already. It is time to make the return journey.
Well, count me out.
You cannot join any other caravan. It is not permitted.
Now, look.
Must I boot you to action like my other cavaliers?
You're getting tough all of a sudden, aren't you, Ali?
Come!
Ali yanked me unceremoniously to my feet, held out the thick felt boots, which I'd only just discarded, and I thrust my feet into them. I was angry and I was tired. The thought of the return journey was a joyless one. He pulled me outside, and now the street, far from being quiet, was full of shouting, and I could hear Paul's voice.
You are wrong, I tell you, wrong. I came with the caravan from Kabul.
And the woman?
What is this about a woman? If I come here to seek a wife, whose business is it but mine?
We have reason to think that...
The people in this town have neither thought nor reason. If my wives at home cannot give me sons, why should I not seek one who can?
You move out early.
To reach the pass before dark. A woman cannot travel fast. Move! Move!
Wait!
You want a man. Take this man. Ali, for Pete's sake. He picked up my caravan less than 5 miles north, and he carries the jewels from across the border.
You lying son of Genghis Khan!
Search him. He lies in English and has the mind of a serpent, and he mines in Russian territory.
I can disprove that.
Search him.
Ali.
He's no business of ours, and my wife grows cold with waiting.
If you had not been so insistent on buying a wife here, we might not be in this trouble now.
The fairest women in Afghanistan come from this corner of the earth, and she was promised to me when she was a child.
I could hear their voices under the cold stars like voices in a dream. The reality was three men bearing down on me, tearing at my clothing, ripping my pockets, and finding a great handful of uncut gems that must have been worth a king's ransom, and not one of which I'd seen before. And I remembered how Ali had yanked me to my feet, crowded me. He must have planted them on me then. The camel train moved off, and I was left with the Russian agents. Half naked, or so it felt, and chattering with the cold. It's days since the last camel caravan left the town, and no more are expected for another year. Soon it'll be my turn to be thrown beyond the walls, but I shall be alone and on foot, and no one makes a move to help. And why should they? It's better not to know about men like me. Paul was right. They should have kept to some balmy Pacific isle. Paul. Paul. I think I know now who he was.
Do you feel now that we have been successful?
Now I know that we have been.
Yes. You have your daughter out of Russia at last.
But it was a near thing. I did not think there would be so many agents in the town.
Oh, it is often so when the caravans go in.
It took years of planning, years.
And now you will seek security in the West, untroubled by conscience.
Should I be troubled by conscience?
What of Ben?
You planted this stuff on him, not I. You made him the sacrificial lamb.
I had no choice. But now...
Now?
You can journey back to Kabul and beyond. I go back to the pass. And beyond.
You must be mad.
A man like you has his own loyalties. A man such as I has his. You have a great brain to bequeath to the Western world. But Allah will smile on he who saves life.
Ben will have perished long ago.
Perhaps not. He had endurance, that one.
Ali. You took your time, Ali.
I knew they would not fling you out until the last of the Camilleres had gone.
Well, if you think I have the strength to ride across the roof of the world...
You have the strength, Ben Conyon.
I'd like to see spring in the Hindu Kush.
You probably will.
You fix me proper, Ali. Sign my death warrant. Why?
For the sake of Paul and his daughter. Russians, both. You were right about that.
I remember. His work on disease that could revolutionize the medical world. He tried to impart his knowledge to the West.
He escaped, and they held his daughter hostage.
And he said he couldn't speak until she was free. I thought you weren't compatible with Russians.
I am not compatible with Russians. Only with men.
Let's go. I was a wreck when Ali picked me up. And if all that was high adventure, I thought it was for the birds. I often wondered why he'd come back for me, tough leader of men that he was. But it was weeks before I asked him. And by then, the high passes were behind us.
What on earth made you come back for me, Ali?
Merely to avenge the insult you hurled at me.
Insult?
You called me a lying son of Genghis Khan. Huh? It angered me. I wanted you to eat those words, to become beholden to me, as you are.
High Adventure is produced by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Take one man with an iron sense of justice. Put him in a lonesome canyon with a desperate killer. That's our story, Trail's End, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
Friends, this is John Steele. If you like stories of suspense and action, you've come to the right place. Because our specialty is curling hair and wearing out the edges of seats. This week's tale takes us out to the empty prairies of the far west, where a good friend of mine lived a very absorbing story. I first met George Brennan when I was managing the White Swan Cafe out in Silverton. But here he is to tell you about it himself. George?
I guess being sheriff's about the most thankless job a man could ask for. Don't make no difference how good you are at it. Seems there's always someone talking behind your back or taking offense at something you done. At least that's the way it was in my county. I'd been sheriff of Dawson County for 15 years. Good one, too. I always believed there was a right and a wrong to everything, and all you had to do was recognize them as was good and them as was bad. That's the way I ran things. Seems strange, though, that for all my years as sheriff, there wasn't a man in the county I could call a friend. You take that night a while back, I dropped into the White Swan just to check up before calling it a day. Hello, John.
Oh, hello, George.
Everything quiet?
Yeah, all under control.
I just thought I'd...
I know.
Yeah. Well, this is where most of the trouble starts in the town, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Take my word for it, I know.
Okay, have it your way. Care for a drink?
Yeah, I guess I got time.
May, want to get the sheriff a drink?
Sure, Mr. Steele. Hello, George.
Hello, May.
What'll it be?
Whiskey.
Coming up.
Excuse me, George. May will take care of you.
Sure, thanks.
Anytime.
There you are.
Thanks.
Where you been? Didn't see you for a couple of days.
Just busy, I guess.
Another woman?
You know that's not true, May.
I was just kidding.
Oh.
You're always so serious.
Sheriff has to be.
I know. Say, when are you going to start enjoying life, George?
Now, May.
Okay, but it seems to me...
We've been all over this.
Okay.
Sheriff doesn't have time.
I know, George.
Maybe if you would...
Now, don't start that either.
Well, I mean it.
Of course you do.
This is no life for you.
George.
A good-looking woman like you should have a home and kids.
Please.
And... You'll never listen to me.
It isn't that.
Yes, it is.
You're a fine man in lots of ways, George, but...
I know.
Well, if you ever decide not to take life so seriously, let me know, huh?
Okay, May. Hey, what's going on down there?
Oh, just that young Reynolds kid.
You been drinking again?
Now, George.
Looks like I'm going to have to teach that pup a lesson.
They'll settle it by themselves.
What's going on here?
It's nothing, George.
Come on, what happened?
I saw him do it.
Crazy.
Do what?
He took one off the bottom of the deck.
I was dealt there.
Wait a minute.
I had a jack down and a queen going, and he...
All right, now, what happened?
Well, he says...
You first, Harry.
I had a jack and
I
a
heard
queen...
That.
And... Yeah, well, he had a 4 and a 3 showing, and he drew another 3 off the bottom of the deck.
We can settle this, George.
What do you got to say, Reynolds?
Oh, he's crazy. I was dealt.
You're a pretty smart kid, aren't you?
I'm telling you,
You think you know all the answers.
Huh?
I've been watching you, Reynolds.
Yeah, but...
And I know your kind.
What do you mean?
When a kid's got bad blood in him...
Wait a minute.
Take it easy, Tommy.
He can't say that about
me. Let me handle it.
You stay out of this, John.
Tommy just had one too many, George.
I know his kind.
This can be settled among ourselves.
When they're bad, they're bad.
What are you going to do?
A couple of months in jail.
That's not the way.
Don't give me any more arguments, John. I'm the law in this county, and I know what's right and what's wrong.
Okay, Sheriff.
Come along, Reynolds.
I didn't want to get the kid in no trouble.
Where's the sheriff? The sheriff in here?
Over here, Sam.
There's been a shoot.
Where?
What? Over at the post office.
When?
A couple of minutes ago. I ran all the way.
Anyone hurt?
Yeah, Mr. Parsons.
Bad?
He's dead. I was just walking by and I heard a shot. The time I got to him, he was dead.
Did you see the killer?
No, had his horse out back and he just took off.
Well, come on, get up a posse and we go after him.
Yeah.
Any of you men want to go along?
Sure, count me in. I want to go after him.
I'm sure it was the Montana Kid.
Who?
The Montana Kid.
What makes you say that?
I saw his horse, same pinto pony he always rides.
You sure?
Positive.
Which way'd he go?
Headed up into the canyon country.
Never find him up there.
We can try.
No, it's suicide to go up there at night.
Come on, Sheriff.
Better wait till morning.
He'll be gone by then.
Chance we have to take.
Can't let him get away
again.
I'm
not going to lead a posse up there and have a lot of men get hurt. Maybe not even get her man.
Maybe the sheriff's right.
Well, I don't think so.
Me neither.
Now, listen to me.
I'm for going without the sheriff. Hey,
Wait a minute. I can't stop you men from going. I can only tell you that I think you're making a mistake. And I don't want any part of 2 or 3 men getting killed. Okay, go ahead. But don't say I didn't warn you. Reynolds, where do you think you're going?
Can I go with him?
You're going with me.
Oh, but
you heard me. You want to get one criminal locked up tonight anyway. Come on, Reynolds, wake up. I said wake up.
You
think you're going to sleep all day?
What time is it?
6 o'clock. Here's your chow.
In the wash first.
The law prescribes that I feed you, that's all. Holler when you're through.
Call that grub, I'm through right now.
Good enough for the likes of you. Taste all right when you're here a couple of months.
Your posse get back yet?
Huh?
Your posse get back yet?
Be quiet, I'm working.
I guess not. Where'd you go, Sheriff?
Where you?
The killer?
No. was common sense. You'll see. What the...
Morning, George.
May, what are you doing up so early?
Brought some food over for the boy.
He's getting fed.
I know, but that jail food ain't fit for human beings.
Good enough for him.
Morning, Tommy.
Morning, May.
How'd you sleep?
Okay, guess.
You can't come over here and run my jail, May.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, I'm not going to let you.
You're not going to stop me.
Well, who ever heard of...
Won't do no harm. He's just a kid. Should be home with his mother.
May.
Now open up that door before this gets cold.
Women ought to stay in a house where they belong.
Thank you, George. Here you are, son.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Steele said to tell you he was going to see your ma this morning.
Didn't he go with the posse last night?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Guess he thought you were right.
I was.
Said he dropped by to see you before he went, Tommy.
Thanks, ma'am.
Well, don't stand there with a door open. Your criminal might escape.
Nothing to make light of, May.
I'm just trying to show you how wrong you are.
You don't know about these things.
I know a good boy when I see one.
They're either bad or they're good.
George.
This one's bad.
When are you going to learn?
I've been in this business too long not to know him when I see him.
I'm not thinking so much of the boy. It's his ma.
I can't think of things like that.
Well, you oughta.
Sheriff had to think of that. There wouldn't be any justice done.
I'm telling you one thing, George Brennan.
What?
If you don't let that boy go, you needn't speak to me again.
You got no right to...
Right or wrong, that's the way I feel.
I'm sorry, May.
I am, too.
I gotta do what I know is right.
Excuse me, May.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Steele. I was just leaving, anyway.
Morning, George.
Hello, John.
Just want to see Tommy a minute. All right.
Don't know why everybody has to make such a fuss.
Rather I come back later?
No, go ahead.
Thanks.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Steele.
Thought I'd drop out to see your mother.
May told me, thanks.
Anything you want me to tell her?
Oh, just I'm okay. Don't worry.
Sure, sir.
And
what, Tommy?
Well, if you'd take a look in her woodbox.
I understand. Must be the posse coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some pride, eh?
Well, did you get him?
We followed him up to Pendleton's Bluff.
Yeah?
He made a fight of it.
Did you get him?
He got away.
Jed Carver's dead. And Davy Hart's got a slug in his hip.
I told you.
Yeah. We waited till sunup and combed those canyons. We couldn't find them.
What are you going to do about it?
Looks like you've done all we can.
Oh, we have.
What do you mean?
One of us hit him.
What?
One of us stuck a bullet in him.
How do you know?
We found the place where he made his stand.
Pool of blood a yard wide
Maybe
there.
Maybe it was his horse.
No hoof marks around.
You can't get very far.
No.
What are you going to do?
I'm going after him.
Good. We'll get some...
No, this is a job for the sheriff.
You can't go
on. No one else getting hurt.
But sheriff...
You heard me!
All right.
Ain't used these for 5 years.
Sure you want to go alone, George?
Huh?
You might need some help. I'd like to go along.
Okay. But no more.
It's all right with me.
Have to use horses.
Meet you in front of the White Swan in 5 minutes.
I'll be there. I deputized Sam Taylor right there and told him to look after the Reynolds kid. Then I met Steele and we took off. We were out at Pendleton's Bluff by midday, and sure enough, we found the pool of blood and some empty cartridges up with a table rock, just like Sam and Harry said. We figured the Montana kid had head south along the canyon trail, that being the shortest way to the border. He had a day's start on us, but he is hurt bad, and he wouldn't be moving fast. We followed the trail all the next day. There wasn't a sign of him. It was the middle of the third day. We were getting down to the big canyon country. It was hot and dry, not a living thing in sight.
What do you think, George?
Huh?
I said, what do you think?
Oh.
He could have gone north.
No.
Hasn't been a trace of him for 2 days.
I know.
Okay. But it seems to me...
He had to come this way.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Better find water soon.
We will.
Canteens are almost empty.
Just as tough on him.
Yeah, I guess so. As soon as we get up to that shadow, let's take a rest.
Waste of time.
Horses can't keep this up.
Never catch him sitting in the shade.
Lather's an inch thick on him now.
Okay.
Hope you're right about him heading south.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah? What if he's sitting up north, getting patched up?
Only way he could have come.
All right. Shade feels good.
Yeah.
This is as good a place as any.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, steady, steady. Hold it. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just loosening the cinch.
No.
Why not?
If we have to get out of here in a hurry.
Oh, sorry.
Give me the canteen.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Swallow a piece.
I know. Even the water's hot. Go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, you're right. Go on, boy. Take the stretch, please. I gotta sit down. That's better. Come on, George. Relax while you can.
Don't need to.
I want to sit down, that's your worry.
That's right.
You're a strange one, all right.
What do you mean?
The lawman.
Why?
Can't figure you out.
Don't try.
Everything's so black and white for you.
I don't get you.
Well, the Reynolds boy.
Leave him out of this.
Okay. Now this.
What?
A couple of days ago, you wouldn't go after Montana. Now you won't even sit down.
We better get going.
But we just...
We're wasting time.
All right, George. I'll get the horse.
Hey, George.
Huh?
Come here a minute.
What's the matter?
Hurry up.
What's got into you?
Guess you were right.
Fire.
Yeah.
Ash is still warm.
Must have been here this morning.
Yeah. He doesn't know he's being followed.
Never would have made a fire if he'd have known.
Can't be far ahead.
No.
Let's go.
Easy, boy.
Easy. Here, boy. Stick close to the canyon wall.
Yeah.
Knew I was right.
Just hope it's Montana.
It's him, all right.
I don't know who else would be out in this country. So dry, you can see our dust for miles.
Gotta take that chance.
You better ease up. Horses will never stand this pace.
Can't let him get away.
We lose a horse, we'll never catch him.
Can't let him get away.
Dawn soon.
Yeah.
These streaks of light in the east already.
Yeah. Ooh.
Let's stop and rest.
No.
You can't keep on like this.
If he can, so can I.
That's crazy.
Can't let him get away.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to stop.
No.
You just can't ride a horse this hard, George.
It's either him or us, and I'm not going to break first.
It's common sense to pace yourself. Last longer in the long run.
He's not stopping.
We don't catch him today, we'll catch him tomorrow when he's through. We've still got some strength.
Gotta keep going.
I'm stopping.
Okay.
That's better. Legs are stiff.
Me too.
Now, sit down and relax.
Any water left?
No.
Use a drink.
Sit down.
Yeah. Must have seen our dust yesterday.
Why?
Didn't see no fire during the night.
Guess you're right.
That means he'll keep moving.
He can't last forever. Maybe we passed him in the dark.
No.
Why?
If he knows we're after him, he'll move fast as he can.
Yeah.
Getting light.
Yeah.
Soon as we...
George.
Huh?
What's the matter with the horses?
Why?
They're restless about something.
Yeah.
Something's got them nervous.
Up on that rock.
Where?
Over by the...
Lion.
Yeah.
Wait till he gets near it.
Put that gun down.
What?
Don't shoot.
You're crazy.
You want Montana to know where we are?
He sees us.
Don't shoot, John.
If you think I'm
start
not...
Start working over to the horses. I'll cover you.
Yeah, but you...
If I have to shoot, I will.
Are you out of your mind?
Get going.
Okay.
You there yet?
Give me time, will you? Okay, I'm up.
Hurry up. All right. Now cover me. I can make it. Don't shoot. Don't! What did you do that for?
I'm sorry.
I could have made it.
Get a hold of yourself.
Now he knows where we are.
George.
If he gets away, it's your fault.
Get a hold of yourself. Sorry I hit you, George.
It's okay.
I waited as long as I could.
I know.
Our lives are worth more than catching Montana.
Yeah.
You all right now?
I'm okay.
Let's get out of here, then.
Haven't seen a sign of him since that dust cloud this morning.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think?
He's up front somewhere.
Sure. But where?
We'll find him. He knows we're close now.
Yeah.
He can't hold out much longer.
Must be made of iron.
I guess so.
As soon as we get up over this rise, ought to have a clear look down the valley.
Yeah.
Come on, boy. Keep your head up. Easy now.
John.
Huh?
Sorry I let you in for all this.
I asked for it.
I knew it was going to be tough.
You knew?
I've been on them before.
Oh.
Shouldn't have let you come.
I wanted to.
Yeah,
forget
but...
Forget it. Almost to the top.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Hold it, steady.
See anything?
Nothing. You?
No.
He's got to be out there.
That's him.
Get down.
Where?
Behind those rocks.
Yeah. Where'd it come from?
I don't know.
Did you get hit?
Nick me in the arm.
You okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now?
I'm going out again.
What?
Gotta draw his fire.
You're crazy.
He won't let me get far. Can't shoot at him till we know where he is.
Yeah.
You watch the hills.
Right.
Come on, boy. Come on. Easy.
You okay?
Yeah. Did you see him?
He's up on that ridge.
Where?
Right by that big boulder.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
Something's moving up there.
Yeah.
There he goes.
He's going to run for it. Don't shoot, John.
Huh?
Want to take him alive if we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, but we got...
Come on.
He's over the ridge now.
Let's get up there.
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
Take it easy.
Huh?
Don't want to give him anything to shoot at when we get up there.
Right. Take it easy, fella.
Easy, easy.
What? What is it?
Deserted mine.
I'll make a stand.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Where?
In that shack.
Got him now. Listen, John, you cover me from here while I go down and flush him out.
You can't do it alone.
I gotta.
Forget that law business.
Huh?
This isn't the Reynolds boy. This man's a killer.
Gotta be this way.
You'll never learn.
Cover me. I'm coming in, kid. If you got any shooting to do, do it now. What do you say, kid? Want to throw your gun out? Here, you ask for it. Go ahead, shoot. You couldn't pull that trigger any more than I could.
Help me, George.
Where you hit?
Chest.
Let's see.
Bad, huh?
Yeah.
I never thought you'd take me in. Remember what Ma used to say? Remember? Sid. Sid. You boys stick together. Remember?
Yeah.
Never thought you'd take me in.
Well, I'm doing it, kid. You know why? Because letting you go was making an evil man out of me. I guess I was making up for it by taking it out on every little sinner in the county. Might never have made up my mind, except I heard you was hit. Then I was afraid I wouldn't have a chance to square the record. Kid? I don't reckon I have to now.
You all right, George?
Yeah. There he is.
Dead?
Yeah.
Put him over my saddle.
No. I'll carry him.
Still the law, man.
Let's go.
Was he alive when you went in?
Yeah.
Didn't even shoot.
I guess he ran out of ammunition. About that Reynolds kid.
What?
What do you think of him?
Seems like a good boy.
Yeah. Maybe we better forget all about him, huh?
May'll be very happy.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Title, Trail's End. And if you like George's story, friends, why not come back next week? I'll have a boy who knew the loneliness of the unwanted, but didn't have the courage to escape. I like to call it Bleak Furrows. So until next week, this is John Steele saying a life of adventure is yours for the asking, wherever you find it. Only don't look for it. It may find you. Well, goodbye and good hunting.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That's the Relic Radio Show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from High Adventure, John Steele Adventurer, and all other types of adventures at RelicRadio.com. Got thousands of old-time radio episodes available to listen to there, alongside our Shoutcast stream. Remember, if you'd like to help us, donate. And, of course, come back next Tuesday for another episode of the Relic Radio Show.